Foster. John.
I doggone, I just finished my Christmas shopping, and I'm doggone proud of myself. I got everyone in the family covered, the gifts wrapped, and the gifts ready to go. Got a nice gift for my wife. I'm an old romantic. Under the tree, Christmas morning, she'll find a bottle of Ripple on Paul Anka's greatest hits. And old Grandpa, he's getting up there in age. I got him a gift certificate to a mortuary. It's only good for 6 months. But he is old. He's very old. I'm sending Big Brother Carl a message with his gift this year. I wrapped him up a bottle of Scope and a book on the roots of simple chronic halitosis. And that's my mom. My mom. She just wanted the same old thing year after year. A Perry Como doll and a little privacy. And my sister Phyllis is a toughie. She's a toughie. And what do you get her? What do you get a girl who's in a heavy metal rock band where they all wear nuns' habits? They all parade around in nuns' habits. A girl who keeps fish in a cage and a gerbils in the aquarium. Her only friends are houseflies and body lice. Mom says the only ring she'll ever see in life is the one she leaves around the bathtub. The woman uses an underarm pesticide, for God's sakes. I don't know what to get her.
Merry Christmas to the one and only Phantom Caller.
Yeah. Phantom's family, too. What beautiful people they are.
646.
515. John, how are you?
The question was asked, Bruce, what are we in this neighborhood, in this area, in this city, fortunate to have about the sandwich? What can be said about the sandwich? 2 pieces of bread, the givens, yes, but the variables. What over the years have we as a nation put between these 2 plain pieces of bread? Bologna, salami, yes, pickles, mayonnaise. Lettuce, cheese, one can go on, mustard, radishes, turkey, onion, corned beef, roast beef. You start with those ever so simple pieces of bread. So empty, so lonely. And you begin to build, you begin to create, you turn the meaningless into something extravagant, something so absolutely delicious, so incredible, and yet so unique because it was your decision. That was no recipe. And when you finish, you turn over that wondrous creation to your now frantic taste buds, and the ecstasy of that fusion is registered on your face, and for one very brief moment in time, you are in heaven. Sandwich is beautiful, man, but it is Christmas, isn't it? And it's a very magic time indeed. Don't miss a minute of that magic, people. From the fan call on a very, very merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. What a beautiful man. Oh, geez.
He is something. Oh, one of my heroes, the Phantom Caller. When are we going to have our next Phantom Festival, by the way? Any idea? When's Don going to do that?
Matt, how you doing?
I think it's time for a change in the fishing industry, Bruce. Up till now, the only kind of bait a fisherman could buy was the kind that the fish bite at and when they get stuck on it. Of all the various styles on the market, they all seem to have the same thing in common. I think it's time for something different. I've invented a lure that just makes the fish laugh. They're not moved to bite at it, but are instead amused, tickled, if you will. I also have a style of bait that takes away a fish's inhibitions, allows it to truly be itself. There's nothing more beautiful, I feel, than giving a fish an opportunity to really express itself without worry of condemnation from its peers. Finally, I have a video lure that presents the fish with videotaped self-help tips and advice to help them through their day, and I think that's important. Well, be that as it may, I've been asked to give some sort of introduction to the Phantom Festival this afternoon. Over the last few months, KSTP and Don Google in particular have been gracious enough to allow this strange fellow they've dubbed the Phantom Caller to permeate the afternoon airwaves. No doubt some have wondered why this person does what he does. Well, the answer is some people jog, some people collect stamps. What